New research has found many young men have worryingly violent attitudes towards women. Conducted by the anti-violence group Our Watch, it found one in four young men believe violent and controlling behaviour is a sign of strength. It also found large numbers of young men think that pressuring young women into sex is normal behaviour. Michael Edwards reports.
Walking down a main street in central Sydney, it didn't take long to find a woman who has experienced violence in a relationship. I caught up with 32-year-old Leslie as she waited outside a theatre.
I've got a lot of friends that go through it. I went through it a couple of years ago with violence, so it's pretty hard.
Leslie is one of tens of thousands of women who have suffered domestic abuse. Most women who die violently do so at the hands of someone they knew well. So where does this violence come from? Sadly, according to new research conducted by the anti-violence group Our Watch, it starts in many men from a young age. Luke Ablett is a former Sydney Swans AFL player who is now a gender equity advocate.
One in four young people think it's normal for guys to pressure girls into sex. 25% think that it's not that bad if a guy who's normally pretty gentle slaps his girlfriend in the heat of an argument. One in three think it's okay to control or exert some kind of control over their partner in a relationship.
3,000 young men and women were surveyed for the study. Luke Ablett says we should all be shocked.
None of those things exist in a really healthy, strong relationship, but they are present in a lot of young people, so really concerning.
The results come as no surprise to Jenna Price, an academic at the University of Technology Sydney and anti-violence campaigner.
We see that young men think that it's important to control women. We see that in our violence statistics that this year so far, around 34 women have died as a result of violence. And we know that in two-thirds of those cases, the women have been allegedly killed by someone they knew.
Jenna Price says the solution lies in educating young men from an early age that violence isn't acceptable.
We need to be able to give kids the tools so that they can deal with feelings of anger by using words and not fists.
As a victim of violence, Leslie also isn't surprised by the findings of the report. Her life is back on track, but she worries about her friends and their children, especially if they're boys who are exposed to domestic abuse at a young age.
If young men have grown up with a violent past growing up, they're going to do it, and they think that's right, and it's not.
And that's Leslie ending that report by Michael Edwards.